you are heading up the industry relations department at Co-op Financial Services. Tell me about this. What is going on here?
Well, you know, Co-op is involved with lots and lots of organizations, mm-hmm. and the development of the industry relations area in Co-op was just a recognition of how many relationships Co-op has with CUSOs, with trade associations, mm-hmm. with foundations, with all kinds of organizations. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I'm finding as I'm kind of developing our strategic plan for industry relations is just how many organizations that are out there that Co-op is touching, mm-hmm. or that is touching Co-op. Mm-hmm. So just within the credit union movement, within the industry, there's got to be over 100, you know.
Whoa.
Over 100 relationships. And some of them are with the same organization, but different departments of different organizations.
Okay.
So,
You sound like you guys are the straw that stirs the drink here.
Oh, I'd like to think so. If it's a martini, yes.
You're in the mix.
Yeah, we're in the mix. We can't help it, you mm-hmm. know. I mean, and we're very glad to be in the mix. We mm-hmm. want to be in the mix. But what we're trying to do, at least from Co-op's perspective and from the perspective of our 3,000 plus credit union owners, mm-hmm. is making sure that when one part of the industry is saying one thing and we're working with them, and another part of the industry is saying something else and mm-hmm. we're working with them, mm-hmm. that we understand, and maybe we go to one, you know, part of that industry mm-hmm. and say, hey, you know, so-and-so over here is also working on this, and were you aware of that? And we're without any NDA violations and things like that. But it's, you know, you see it happen all the time. Mm-hmm. An idea comes up over here and somebody else is over here working on it, and somebody at Co-op is asked to help fund it, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So one of the things that we're trying to do is just kind of bring it all together, synthesize it, and find out what's happening, and make sense of it for Co-op and its credit unions.
Okay, so how does this synthesizing benefit, let's get to the bottom line here, how does it benefit credit unions? I mean, that's the bottom line here.
Well, as you know, 3,000 plus credit unions, that's half, right?
That's significant.
Yeah, it's about half of the credit union movement. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when we're spending their money on these kinds of things, I mean, it, just from a numbers game, you know, we're spending money working on a project over here, and then we're spending money working on a project over there, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. you know, and it could be something just really benign. I mean, not that financial literacy is a benign thing, but there's a National Credit Union Foundation. We're so proud of our partnership with them, but we also have a partnership with our RMJ, mm-hmm. you know, and mm-hmm. they're working on things, and CUNA has got things, mm-hmm. and, you know, everybody's got, so, you know, when we're working on things, we want to make sure that what we're doing makes sense for our credit unions, our owner credit unions.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
So how has this, industry relations, I mean, it's a very vague term, but you've really refined it here.
Yeah.
How has it changed over the years? Because it sounds like you guys are hitting on something here that could be pretty significant for the industry.
Well, I think of it as no man is an island, right?
Yeah.
And it, just as credit unions can, you know, get things done working together. You know, I come out of shared branching, right?
Yes, I know.
So,
well.
You know, we've created this amazing, amazing channel that no financial institution will ever have because mm-hmm. we are working together. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when it comes to this, a co-op as a CUSO, you know, also recognizes and wants others to recognize that no CUSO is an island,
right.
So think of the leverage, you know, when we all work together. Think of the mountains we can move, mm-hmm, if we, mm-hmm. You're seeing Samantha Paxson mm-hmm. talking about co-op purpose and things like that. No credit union is an island, no CUSO is an island, no trade association is an island. And so our deal is just making sure that it's all cohesive and it, like I said, makes sense for co-op and its credit unions.
Yeah, I mean, it says a lot that you guys are creating a department around this effort. So I know.
I am beside myself. You can see my back teeth. I am smiling so much because this is a really important initiative. Mm-hmm, it really, mm-hmm. we're recognizing the fact that that we can get more done together mm-hmm. when we're working together instead of just piecemealing it here and there. And I gotta say, it's frustrating for the staff when, you know, somebody over in this part of co-op is doing this thing and somebody over in this part of co-op is doing another thing with the same organization, mm-hmm. then we stumble on each other. Mm-hmm. Well, now we're going to get rid of all that kind
awesome.
You know, that kind of friction. So just from an operational standpoint, it's going to be super.
Hence the synthesize.
That's right. Yep.
Excellent.
Synthesizing.
All right. Wrap up question here for you, Sarah. What's your mission here at Think 16?
Well, it's the same mission I have at every Think 2015, 2014, and that is to get out of my comfort zone, mm-hmm. to meet as many people as I want and or as I need. Excuse mm-hmm. me. I want to meet them all,
sure.
but not everybody wants to meet me. You know, they go
running. Oh, come
running.
On now.
Oh, no. It's okay. I understand. But I will chase people down. That's me.
All right.
But I'm also working on getting other people to get out of their comfort zones Good. And meet other people. And we've got a few surprises that are coming up, and you'll know what I'm talking about okay. when I say out of your comfort zone.
Right.
You'll know what I'm saying.
Okay. Nice teaser there.
Yeah.
All righty. Good message to end on, everybody. Sarah Canepa-Bang from Co-op. Well
thank
done.
You, thank you.